रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताया पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 34 विश्वामित्रस एंसेस्ट्री। His daughter is gone away from him. Childless father set about to perform a rite to get his son to continue his line on earth. When he was busy about it, Kusha, his father, and the mind-born son of Brahma came down unto him and said, Son, verily you shall be blessed with a boy, a righteous one after your own heart. Gadi you shall call him, and he shall hold up your name to unparalleled renown in the worlds for all time to come. He spoke and went back to the high world of Brahma even as he came. And in good time did Kushinaba see a son born unto him, and Gadi was his name, a marvel of virtue and holiness. Him am I proud to call my sire, Gadi the saint. I am a Kaushika and am descendant of the godlike Kusha. I have a sister too, Satyavati, born before me, who is given in marriage to Richik. Ever devoted to her husband, she followed him to Svarga in her mortal body. But soon she came down on earth as a holy stream, Kaushiki, heavenly in her origin, charming and crystal-like in her purity. My sister has devoted herself to the good of humanity. And out of the great love I bear to my dear one, do I like to abide at her side on the slopes of the Himalaya whence she flows. Ever steadfast in truth and righteousness, my sister Satyavati, the best of wives, stays in her mountain home while I, in pursuance of the vow I have bound myself by, have come down here even to Siddhashrama, far, far from my beloved sister, and deep is the debt of obligation I am under to your godlike valor in that you have enabled me to accomplish my desires. Well, it is now past midnight, and I have been keeping you all from sweet sleep by my accounts of my own ancestry and of the country where we are now, as you desire to know of me. And now seek ye the arms of repose, else will our journey tomorrow be delayed. Not a breath of air stirs the leaf of yon trees. Beasts and birds have sought ere long their silent abodes, and night has spread her black pall over the earth and every part thereof. The shades of twilight are gradually fading away, and dark night keeps watch over the sleeping earth and flashes forth bright glances from many a starry eye and constellation. And yonder comes the queen of night, the silvery moon, chasing the darkness from off the earth with her cool and clear rays and infusing joy and gladness into the hearts of all beings. Behold the rangers of the night, beings that love the shades of darkness, hosts of yakshas, rakshasas, and terrible monsters that batten on human flesh. He ended, the auditors shook off the spell that lay deep upon them, with one voice cried, Well, hast thou spoken, O Holy One, and rendered him thanks meet and unstinted praise. Noble is the race of the Kaushikas, and ever intent upon right and virtue. And the kings that adorn that line, mighty souls, even as the Great Father himself, and not least your holy self that has acquired everlasting renown, nor is your sister Kaushiki a witch behind these, best of streams and the bright gem in the crown jewel rays of Kusha. And to the sound of their sweet praise did Vishwamitra sink into the lap of sleep, even as the resplendent orb of day retires to rest behind the evening hill. The royal brothers were no less warm in their heartfelt praises of their master, and with minds filled with awe and wonder, sought their rude couches and courted calm repose. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.